Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a beast,
yeah.
I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast,
yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast,
yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast,
yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Step up in the building, swagger on point, right? Put your seat belt on, cause it's gonna be a long night. It's gonna be a long fight, but then again, maybe not.
Cause I stepped in my zone when I pulled into the parking lot.
I'm about to get it in. Yeah, I got it on my mind. Let's end this thing in regulation. I ain't thinking overtime, cause I didn't work overtime. And I ain't trying to overgrind. I transform the beast mode just like
I'm fine.
I came here to ball hard. I love this game. It's all I got. That's why I'm going all out and give it everything I got. Yeah, I give it all I got.
As if it was my only shot.
I play the game to win, to the end until I pass out, whichever just might come first. Quitting's never on my mind. I put my heart in this, that's why I lay it all on the line. So look me in the eyes. Please don't be surprised that I push it to the limit, or until I reach the prize. Cause I'm a beast,
yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast,
yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast,
yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast,
yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Yeah, I'm back with a vengeance, and I'm in it to win it. I'm going pop high up in here. I muscle up with my finish. Excuse my moment of rage. You let the beast out the cage. I'm like a fine wine, boy. I just get better with age. Only get stronger with time. I never crack under pressure. I'm here to give it my all, cause all I got is my effort. Man, I'm hungry for victory. Man, I'm ready to feast. So say hello to my little friend, also known as the beast. I got the eye of the tiger.
I'm in the zone just like Rocky.
I'm in my beast mode. Now there ain't no way you gon' stop me. See, I'm just getting started, showing no signs of quitting. I'm going hard all day, from the start to the finish. Now my juices is flowing and my heartbeat is thumping,
and all the energy in here got my adrenaline pumping.
This is my moment to own it. Yeah, I'm hungry, I want it. And when the competition fades, I gotta keep on going. Cause I'm a beast,
yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast,
yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast,
yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast,
yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Peace. It's the Tuesday nighttime sports vibe. I am the mayor. You are where you are, and it's all good. GPS, GQ Palace Sports, after further review, is in the building one more time on the Grizzly Grind. Getting it in. I want to shout out to my man, Manny Pacquiao. Hope he's feeling all right or whatever. But my perspective on that is he zigged when he should have zagged. That's all. Got caught lovely, you know, it happens, you know, but that's not the way that you want to go out. So maybe, you know, he's got to reevaluate some things, and maybe he'll go back to, you know, they'll fight for a fifth term. I think he calls for it, you know what I mean? I mean, you don't want to go out like that. And I think Pacquiao set himself up for that. He ran into that punch, so he was doing if you look at it, he was doing a little faint thing, and Marquez is an excellent counterpuncher, and he did exactly what he was supposed to do. He counterpunched, and the rest is history. But it was funny. Did you see Mitt Romney? Did you see his face at ringside? That was funny. I thought that was funny. But my man Manny Pacquiao got done. But it's all good, though. It happens. GQ Palace Sports in the building. After further review, got the mayor in the house. Shout out to the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. I'm waiting for somebody to get on the line and call me up. The number is 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. I got my man Kasim Allah in the building. He's going to get it in with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for him to call. Hit me up. Let's get it popping. I know he's a Steeler fan, too, so we're going to set it off for him. Find out what's going on with him. Got some things going on. He's got some records and some music thing popping, so we're going to talk to him about that and get his opinion on them Steelers. That's his team, his beloved Pittsburgh Steelers. Hoping that we can get here from Slate tonight. I know the homie Slate out there on the Grizzly doing what you do. Narrow Mob represent. I'm looking forward to hearing from you tonight, man, seeing what your opinion is on these Pittsburgh Steelers. Shout out to my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I didn't forget. But before I get into that, I want to shout out Roger Goodell. I said it right when the season started that this whole Bounty Gate situation with the New Orleans Saints was much to do about nothing. And that's exactly what it was. It was much to do about nothing. You know, you got to support a situation where Paul Tagliabue, who used to be the commissioner, he had to step in and arbitrate, and he ruled on the side of the players. So all that money that they lost for the games that Vilma lost and Scott Fujita and the rest of the guys lost, they're going to get that money back. And I know that Roger Goodell is looking like an idiot, and it's looking more and more like, you know, he just was cutting off his nose to spite his face. But they didn't have any evidence in the beginning, you know, nothing that was basically saying that, yeah, we're taking money and we're trying to hurt these guys. I don't think that was the case at all. And I think that he just tried to, you know, make a, you know, some awesome Walt Disney stuff. He's going to be the, you know, the sheriff with the big star to come and save everybody. At the end of the day, he was wrong, you know. But, you know, it just goes to show basically that I guess he was on top of it or called himself trying to be on top of it. But I think the more that he got into the situation trying to find out the facts of the case, the worse that it got for him. You know, and they didn't really have any genuine bona fide proof. They had, okay, somebody said this, they had a little tape, but it was, I mean, it goes on. That's been going on forever. You know, you don't play defense and you don't hit somebody. Bottom line, you know, it might have got a little bit out of hand where, you know, as far as, you know, the principality of it, you know, putting money up to take somebody out. That's not cool, but, you know, things happen. But I don't think that it got to that point with the New Orleans Saints, and I just think Roger Goodell has some splaining to do. And shout out to Jonathan Vilma because he's turning around and suing him for defamation of character, and I think that he's going to win that case, especially now, you know, in light of today's recent developments, it's going down. So give me a call, man, 646-200-3838. I got my man Kasim Allah on the way. I got Coach K-Born, my other dude, Team 914, on the way. It's going down tonight, man. We're going to talk about some things. Let's get it in. It's the Tuesday night, nighttime sports vibe. You got the mayor in the building, Chiefy Palace Sports, after further review. The Giants did some work. They definitely did some work. They put it on the New Orleans Saints. I just think that, you know, the Saints, you know, this season is a wash for them, you know. But the Giants look extra special, man. They look extra special. I've been talking about them all season long, you know, saying that the schedule is hard body karate, which it is. But they're, you know, they're right where they need to be right now. They got a big game coming up, you know, this week with Atlanta in Atlanta. So, you know, that's going to be really a barometer and kind of like to tell what's getting ready to happen in the playoffs. Because the playoffs will be in a few weeks. So I think the Giants, are, you know, that bye came at just the right time for them, basically. To make a long story short for that, you know, they got the bye at just the right time. You know, they came back and put it on New Orleans, you know. And shout out to the non-existent special teams for New Orleans. Because I don't understand how you let somebody run for 200-some-odd yards running back kicks. That's crazy. They get ready to talk about they want to do away with the kickoff. I don't think they want to do away with it after these, you know, after these games, you know, made over 250 yards running back kicks. So I think that the Giants would be one of the teams that would like to see the kickoff stay. And I think that, you know, they're just trying to make the game turn it into touch football or badminton or something. I mean, it's a contact sport. It's a rough game. We know that going in. you know, and to dilute the product is just kind of like really going to turn people away from it. Yeah, you know, everybody, it's not big hits on every play. They're few and far between, and when they happen, you know, we feel sorry, and, you know, we hope the player can get up and he comes back and things of that nature, but that's what the game is based on. You know, you have the Purple People Eaters, the Dooms, their defense, the Orange Crush, Steel Curtain. You know, no, that's not softness right there. You know, when they hit you, they hit you. So that's what you sign up for when you play football. And I think that some of the element of football is taken out in the game when you try to really just try to overpower and overrule and make the game less appealing than what it already is. We got Mike on the line. Mike, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show, my dude.
What's going on, man?
Chillin'. Hold on 1 second. Slate. We got Slate on the line. Slate, what's good, homie? Welcome to the Bigger Show.
How you, Kato?
What's good, man? What's happening?
Same old, same old. Just chilling, man. Watching this Nick in Brooklyn get it on.
Yeah, man. What's up with the Steelers, man? We're going to get right into it, my dude. You know me. I know you. Let's get it in. What's up, man? What's happening?
I don't know what's up with the Steelers. We play down to our competition, man.
Ben came back.
I thought we would come out hard and heavy. We came out like a bunch of crabs, but I know what it is. It's our Ike Taylor, man. As much ridicule he gets, he still sticks the next team's best receiver, and he holds it down. We got like two young rookies up in there, man, and they just lost in the sauce. They had to be like 80-something% on third down conversions, which is not good. But on that same note, we're still in it to win it. It's still going to come down to Cincinnati at home, and that's the bottom line. But we always play good when our back is to the wall, so I expect us to come out like we should have came out last game.
No doubt.
But it is what it is. Any given Sunday, football.
No doubt. Oh, we got T on the line. T, welcome to the Bigger Show. What's good?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
You know what's going on. You know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, get it out. Go ahead, get out your system.
I went to the damn Rose on Sunday.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a day.
Hey, Slate, you know what she's talking about, right? You know what she's talking about, right?
Eagles beat the Buccaneers.
Yo.
She's funny.
Yo, we was winning 21-10, right? The Eagles got back into the game with your man Nick Foles, right? It was like second and something. He threw a ball over the middle, and I don't know who the hell that was for Tampa Bay, had the interception in his hand.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. That was bugged.
Then, T, what was it? Fourth and 17 or something? When he hit Macklin down to the 1 yard line? He hit Macklin down to the 1 yard line, my dude.
But you know, I'm watching this game,
and I'm like, oh, man, I can't believe this. Because it's on the 10th anniversary of when Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl.
Oh, word?
So you had Warren Sapp, you had Gruden, you had John Lynch, you know what I mean? You had Derek Brooks. So you had that whole Super Bowl team out there. You know what I mean? We playing the Eagles. The Eagles lost mad games. This is a setup game for us, and we lost that game. And that's one of the most heartbreaking games I ever seen Tampa Bay lose. And I've been down with them since 0-26. I was mad. I didn't want to talk to nobody. No, she finally, in the goodness of her heart, you know, to call the mayor and be like, "Hey, how you doing?" So she finally, in the goodness of her heart, you know. And being that I was flipping from answering the unknown callers, caught me slipping. I had to pick up the phone. And you know, it's all good, though. My Tampa Bay, it is what it is with my squad, man. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is with my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I love them to death, man. I'm down with the orange all day, man. That's my squad. But that was a hard one to swallow right there.
But I'm going to tell you, the prettiest play of that whole game was that one-hand catch by Avant.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was nice.
How about the Giants? Okay. Mike, what's good? How about the Giants? How about the Giants, Mike? What's good, man?
I'm here, but you see how quiet and relaxed I am, right?
Yeah, I know.
So you know I ain't saying nothing. I'm waiting for my famous, most popular fan to come on.
Okay. You waiting for your comrade in arms? Okay.
I really want to hear exactly what she gotta say.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, that 9-7 is looking closer and closer every day. I try to tell her, man. About 9-7 for them Steelers.
Listen, man.
Listen, man. I ain't going to take too many more low blows, man. That's all I heard.
I'm trying to be nice about it.
Yeah, I ain't got no ice and I'm already flowing. Stop with the low blows, man. Stop with the low blows.
Just nice and quiet, because I know my favorite, my most precious fan is going to come on. And when she comes on, I want to hear everything she has to say.
I don't like the Giants, but I can say one thing. When their back is against the wall, they come out swinging every time. If nothing else, when they got to get it in, they get it in. And that's what I give them props for. So I ain't really got nothing to say because I got two black eyes right now and I'm tight.
They definitely did doing their ones on the schedule, man. They running through the schedule, and you know they beating everybody they're supposed to beat, and they looking good. So, you know, like you said, you got to give them their props.
The Giants could use another loss because when they down and out, that's when they really be throwing haymakers. So,
all right, hold on one second.
They might not
want to
keep winning that much.
I got my special guest on the line. We get some applause for the brother Kasim Alive in the building. Can we get some applause for this? Peace, man. What's going on?
Peace. Yo, peace, did I hear you talking about my Tomlins being 9-7?
Yeah, man. I think we're narrowing it down to about 9-7 for the Steelers, man. That's a good look for them right now, man.
Oh, you know, if I dealt with emotions, I would tell you that you hurt my feelings, family.
You're 7-6, though, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know where we at. You think
nine
I don't know?
Can win it. If we beat Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, it's a wrap. Because the Jets and everybody got to end up with a better record because we beat them head-to-head already.
You're going
to
go down to Dallas and win?
The Jets got to end up better.
You going to go down to Dallas and win?
Oh, we're
going
to
go to Dallas and win.
We're going
to
beat Dallas. We're
going to
beat Dallas. We beat the Giants. We're going to beat Dallas.
Listen,
we beat the Ravens.
We're
going to beat Dallas.
Last I heard, we beat everybody in that division. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean,
as bad as we are, as hurt as we are, we threw everybody in that division in the sleeper.
Sure did. Thank you for saying hurt. Like, come on, man. Polamalu was out more than most of the season. Woodley out 3 games. Everybody's always out. Ben was out 3 games.
Willie
Colon, come on, man.
DeCastro.
And we
still you name
that,
it.
That is true.
Come
that
on,
is
man.
True.
Come
that's
on, man.
True. And you still treading water. Hold on for one second. We got Key on the line. Key, welcome to the show. What's good?
Who's the one that just said he got the one that, I guess he's a so-called Susan, so he's walking with two black eyes. You need to get off that Sun bandwagon today.
Understand this. I've been running with the Tomlins since Mean Joe Green year.
One second. Speaker, give the guest some respect.
Hey,
give the guest some respect.
Slow down. Slow down, low down. I've been running with them since 75.
Whatever.
Right,
Ain't no bandwagon here.
Whatever.
Ain't no bandwagon here. That's been my squad since I was 5 years old.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Five.
You know what, though?
That was a bad
Joe Green, 75. Mel Blunt, 47. Stop playing. You're the corny-ass Cunningham, number 89. Stop playing.
Yo, you
playing.
Gotta stop talking over each other. You gotta stop talking to each other. Respect it over. You gotta stop talking.
Whatever.
Okay. Tia.
Wait,
I love it. I love it.
I got your point.
Oh, my gosh. Walk around here with two black eyes. It ain't for no damn being a Super fan.
I love it. Don't get your feelings hurt. It's only a radio show. We ain't getting no checks. Don't get your feelings hurt. We ain't getting no checks. Hey, yo, Sunday, watch the game.
Whatever.
Sunday, just watch the game and enjoy yourself.
I needed that.
Just watch the game and enjoy yourself.
Whatever.
We gonna win in Dallas, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, win
and
Dallas.
As long as we hold it, as long as we hold it down in Cincinnati, we good money. Because everybody got to end up with a better record than us, and that's not going to happen.
You gonna beat Cincinnati? Cincinnati is done.
We gonna ride the three out. We're gonna beat the Cowboys. We're gonna beat Cincinnati. We're gonna beat Cleveland up in Pittsburgh. But it's gonna make no difference.
Oh, Cleveland is getting it out of all of them. All that 8 turnover game and this and that, they get.
So what's good?
Man, just trying to, you know, trying to make
the building.
Yes, sir. What's going on with you?
I'm maintaining. Everything is good, you know. Living life, enjoying this life, you know. Teaching and civilizing. Waiting for Sunday to come. You know, this is going to be historic, looking at us play against the Cowboys. That's always something that take back memories, you know. You know, the decade that got me to love my squad, you know.
I hear you. So you go back to like the Super Bowl 10 and Super Bowl 13 and all of that. Yeah, okay.
You're taking me back. You know what
that's
I mean?
I mean, that's like I told somebody today, man. You know, the Steelers Super Bowl is Sunday, you know, because you're used to seeing the Cowboys and the Steelers in the Super Bowl, man. And, like, I think this game right here, the Cowboys need it. The Steelers need it. We're going to see what it is.
It's going to bring the best out of them.
Yeah, I hope so, man.
We're going to Dallas and we're going to win that game. Just like we beat all the North people, we beat the East. It ain't no difference. We beat the Redskins. We beat the Eagles. That's what it is.
Yeah. So, Kosh, man, what you been up to musically, man, music-wise or, you know, spoken word-wise, what you dealing with?
Well, you know, I kind of took a step back from spoken word for a little while. You know, that was like my Band-Aid, you know, from when we kind of left the industry abruptly in the 90s, man, and just kept me on stage and, you know, kept my lyrical juices flowing. But I decided to come back to, you know, my genre, to like what I love doing, you know, which is hip-hop, that you know very well because, you know, for years you've been my brother. You know what it is. So we got this album, Living Mathematics, you know. I had so much confidence in what we were doing, I went ahead and started my own record label. You know what I mean? You know, not one of those me and my homeboy got a company and get some Vistaprint cards and act like you got a company, but we actually went and started a company. You know what I mean? Recruiting talent right now. Got a great team of producers. I got some incredible beats. I got Brand New being featured on the album right now. You know, just got reached out to by, I don't even know if I should put it on the airwaves right now, but something is happening. The currents have turned warm, positive hip-hop with some lyrics. There's a call for that. And,
okay,
you know,
yes,
they happen to be calling my name right now. And you know, I'm just happy right now. I'm just riding it. I'm just happy, you know.
That's what it is, man. So, you know, so, yeah, so let people know. So let everybody know, like, what stage did you touch, you know what I mean? You know, got the album dropping and everything like that. What stage did you touch? And for 2013, what's in store, man? What you got that you gonna unleash to everybody, man, in 2013, man, for real?
Well, 2013 looks like we're gonna have the release, you know, the release and the coming out party for Sandy's House, you know, the Living Mathematics release. I'm looking at doing that around January 12th, you know, what we're calling it is the Living Mathematics Movement, you know, because mathematics is the science behind everything in life, as we all know. Everything can be shown and proven through mathematics, and if you live in mathematics, you know, then you are the living science behind everything in life, which means every aspect of yourself is in tune with the universe, and that's where we are right now. I got so many different entities reaching out to me. You know, so many different people calling for me to put this music out. You know, I look on the internet and I see all my old videos from back in the day. So we're gonna touch down in Mecca, you know what I'm saying, at the world famous shrine, and we're gonna drop our release there and we're gonna see where it takes us, man.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. That's what it is.
So what do you feel like in regards to like the current climate and the current state of the music right now? What is your opinion about it?
It's scary because, you know, I teach in schools, you know. I'm in a school in the Bronx right now, and I'm talking middle school. And the climate that I'm seeing is that all of our babies have been snatched up into this gang culture. And they have a gang mentality. They think they're adults right now. They spend more time in the hallways and stairwells and hiding out in the back of the auditorium, in the backstage, you know. I've not seen more pregnancies, you know, in middle schools and sick kids and sick-minded kids, children running to school so that they can get food first. They're not even concerned with food for thought because they're just looking to get breakfast in the morning, like the situation at home. You know, there are five gangs that are constantly fighting themselves around this middle school. You know, they're recruiting children. They're attacking these children. They're robbing the teachers. You know, I even had a run-in one time with a couple of them brothers, but they kind of looked at me and said, well, he's hood. Even though he got a shirt and a tie on, they could see that I was hood. And they knew that it was not going to be an easy, you know, jack. So they left me alone and robbed the man right behind me. Man was five steps behind me. I watched them both run past me. You know, the young man with the older dude's cell phone in his hand. It was incredible what I'm seeing out here. You know, the best thing is I do have a rapport with some of these gangs. I get to sit out and I go outside and I build with them. I stand on the corner and I build with them. They recognize the guard and I have a good connection and relationship with our youth, where some of the staff in the school, most of the staff, can't get through to them because they don't speak the language of these young people. They don't come from our experience, so the young people don't relate to them. But they relate with me and they open up to me, and I'm able to make some inroads where they are not able to.
Right. Wow.
And it's all hip hop. You know, I mean, look, when they talking about everything on hip hop, and hip hop is talking gangs and violence and sex and snitches get stitches and shooting. This is what exactly the babies are doing. Because when we was young, you know, they left the gold ropes and went to knowledge itself. And you watch a generation of young people studying history, wearing Kufis, Malcolm X shirts and all that other, and getting knowledge itself. You know, teaching history, becoming socio-politically active in their community.
Right.
And the powers that be saw that. They saw this nation raising up. They saw our babies, our people raising up. And they changed that. Remember, 91, Fear of a Black Planet went triple platinum and they got dropped. And the next hot thing was NWA. No record label's going to drop the first triple platinum product that they got from a certain genre of music. They would push that because it's about money. So it shows you that it's deeper than money. And what has happened in our schools? We have what? The NYPD. You understand what I'm saying? So you don't get suspended and go home no more. You get into a fight or something, you go to the precinct, which shows me an agreement between the schools and the prison industrial complex. You know, the 13th Amendment of the Constitution, part of it states, slavery has been abolished in the United States and all of its surrounding territories, except those duly convicted of a crime. So all you got to do is get these young people doing what? Going to jail. Hip-hop. Influencing them to do what? Go to jail. The corporations are buying up the prisons, so the prisoners are doing free labor for the corporations. And what do we define free labor as? Slavery. So slavery has never been abolished in the United States. They're getting slaves from hip-hop, the hoods, and school directly.
Like a farm line. Like they just send them right there. So that's your next option. Wow.
You know? Our babies are not being taught, you know, to go and think about it. You know, if they enslaved you, then that means they don't love you. So they're not going to educate you properly, period.
They're just going to keep you in that revolving door.
Actual fact.
In and out the system.
Actual fact.
Yo, I'm here with my man, Qasim Allah. Jules is being dropped. I hope you're catching him right now. GQ Palace Sports in the building after further review, man. 646-200-3838 is the number to call and get in on the conversation like Jump Rope. Press 1 if you want to get in on it for real. Yeah, man, it's serious out here, man. And even when, you know, like you said earlier, the disconnect. And nobody seems to want to respect the disconnect. You know, they want to leave it back there. We want to kind of like, yo, it could happen. It happened for me. It could happen for you. And they're not trying to hear that because their time is limited. So they don't have time to stop and listen to that. So they want to do, you know, what everybody else is doing. And that's the thing, I think, that there's a disconnect too, where we had, you know, leaders. We were leaders, yo. We wasn't no followers. You got a bunch of followers. No direction. They just going to go with whatever's hot. If it's hot today, they going to rock with it. And if it ain't on 106 and Park, they ain't rocking with it no more. You know what
I truly agree.
You know, and it's like, that, you know, the attention span is real short. You know, and it was kind of like we were in not a fear, physical fear, but in a fear of failure. We didn't want to get left back. We didn't want to go to summer school. I'm just speaking for me and myself and people that I knew around me. We wasn't trying to play like we had, you know, why would I want to be around you when I got to go to school? And you see what the end result is as we grow older. We, you know what I mean? You're still in this. In the school system now, you're teaching. You're giving back what was once given to you. Now you're giving it back and dealing with that outside forces and circumstances that's trying to keep you from getting your jewels across to the young people. You know what I mean? And it's crazy, man. And to see that it goes on in every hood and every community, as far as expansive as this place is, man, it still goes on, and the hood is everywhere. So
yes,
and when did it be cool to be dumb? You know what I mean? When did that be cool? It was, to me, it was never cool to be dumb.
Indeed. If you was a dummy, you were laughed at. Remember, when I grew up in my projects, man. Yeah, man. Like when I grew up in my projects, man. Like when I would walk to the block, the so-called thugs, they would beat me down. They'd cave my chest in and tell my mama that I was on the block. Or they would take my football from me, and they'd throw my football back and forth. We play catch, and they would tell me, every time I drop the ball, I'll give you $1. Because they knew I just wanted money to play video games and get a Snicker or something like that.
Right.
You know? But they would let my mother know I was on the block. They would tell my mother, I punched him in the chest, because I know, Miss Sandy, you don't want him there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
What happened to that? Now the older people recruit the young people and make them go and shoot. Because
that's
they don't want the record. They don't love these babies. They don't go. Look, man, when one of these young people do something for their OG, the OG don't go to their mama's house and ask if their mama wants something, needs something, try to replace some of that money that the young dude was getting off the street putting in the house. They forget about them. They don't go visit them in jail. I teach in the jails as well. And I ask these young people, your OG ever go see your mother? Nah, son, why you even ask me that? So why are you loyal to somebody who don't love you? One of our lessons teach that he liked the devil because the devil gives him nothing. They teach him, they feeding him the wrong food, and I'm talking about food for thought. They teaching him the wrong thing, and they making him love the wrong thing. And at the end of the day, after that hustling and banging and getting in work and getting your little stats up, all you get is nothing at the end of the day.
Not even a pack of Pumas and a Puma sweat. Not even a pack of
Come
Pumas
on, man.
And a Puma
the devil's
sweat.
A liar. Word is bond.
I hear you.
The devil's a liar, man. Mm. And they're taking our babies from us, and they're not giving our babies back. When I teach in them jails, man, 95 to 98% are black and Hispanic, which means really they all black people. They got us thinking that we different because we speak a different oppressor's language. You speak the language of people from Spain. You speak the language of people from England. You speak the language of people from some other European country. And you think that you're different from your own brother. And we fight and kill each other because of that. Loving what? The devil. Because who got you out there doing that? Nobody, anything that's dealing with love, I'm sorry. You know, they ain't going to have you killing yourself. If they love you, they're going to have you doing what? Growing and developing, learning, increasing your intellect, giving you food, clothing, and shelter. Not leaving you hungry, you know, naked and out of doors, and beating you down. That's crazy.
So, you discuss a lot of that in your music and in the album, and that's, you know, that's, I mean, it's definitely, you know, that it's food for thought, and it's enrichment, you know what I mean? But I, how do we turn that from being a metaphor for learning and to make, turn it into something actual that we can see that it's manifested as being like, okay, the tables are being turned? So, you know, how do you do that?
That means all of us, man. It's not just one or two of us that got to get out there and care, but all of us have to get out there and actively care. Like, love is not a noun, man. It's a verb. You have to do love. You got to show love.
Right.
You know, there's a such thing as tough love, meaning you got to punish with love. You got to chastise with love. You got to uplift and edify with love. You know, I'm actively loving my students in the school. You know what I mean? I teach them about themselves. I talk about their great points with them. I show them who I think they are. I ask them about the things that they can do, that they enjoy doing. And I show them different ways to do it. You know, if you got a mind for hustling, you know, I'll show you how to make money off your own writing more than you'll make off the block. And they don't understand that. Like, they get out there and talk about what they call a G-Pack, you know, and I ask them, how much does it cost to go and buy a G-Pack that you can make $1,000 off your drugs? You know, they'll tell me, you know, a couple hundred dollars, a few hundred dollars to get this to make $1,000. And I'll show you how to go to Staples, spend about $50 and make $3,000 off of the rhymes that you spit that you throw away. All you got to do is get, you know, get a pack of paper, 1,000 sheets, split them into three columns through Microsoft Word, type up your three different verses. Those are poems when they're on paper. You know what I'm saying? And then you poke holes in three spaces on them. You laminate them and you put a piece of string in them and you sell them $1 a piece. That's three poems per piece of paper, per sheet of paper. You got 1,000 sheets. That's $3,000. You spent $50 to make 3 G's. Guns never turn over like that. Guns don't turn over like that. Not like your intellect. And you could do that on the street. And because you a child and you wrote your own book, basically what adult is not going to support you? You can't be serious. I'll buy everything you got. That's your intellectual property.
Right.
You selling me your mind, not your ass. That means everything.
No doubt.
Knowledge is infinite. You could do that forever, which means your world is right there.
Heavy, brother, heavy.
Yes, it is.
Better act like you know. We got the guard, Qasim Allah, in the building right now. Teacher Palace Sports after further review, man. Everything you said is righteous and true, man. And you know, your example is one that, you know, needs to really be so out there on a higher level, and hopefully, you know, with the album coming out and things of that nature, that, you know, that word could get out there really on a grander scale, man. It's out there already, but you know what I mean. It has to get out there.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Well, we got to create our lane, brother. You know what I mean? And with brothers like you, you know, making knowledge born to the people, we don't need, you know, the powers that be all the time. We need us. All we need is us. You know, that's all we ever needed was us. If we rely on ourselves, you know, I don't like the word belief, you know, but if we just relied on ourselves, put some trust in ourselves, keep our word. Today's degree in the 1 to 14 is, have you not heard that your word shall be bond regardless to whom or what? Yes, my word is bond, and bond is life, and I shall give my life before my word shall fail. If you give your life to your people will give you life back, and it won't fail. All we got to do is support each other. Love each other. Love is understanding. We already see who we are.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't hard, man. We just got to do it and make it cool again to love ourselves, man, to be yourself, man.
We need to applaud that. Can we applaud that right now? Can we applaud that right now? Please? Can we applaud that right now? There you go. Yo, how else does it need to be said? You know, I mean, when you speak the truth and you speak things that mean something, you know, does it stick? You know, because we could be on here talking about, you know, 2 Chainz or some other nonsense, and then, you know, that would be everything. You know, will you hear what he said about this? But you're talking about something that's really, you know, really that's meat. That's meat, something that's going to stick to your ribs, and something that's going to stick to you, and something that you can absorb, and something that you can turn into positively for your use at a future date. Because what are you going to do except recite the lines that 2 Chainz said that you're going to hear in the club, at the strip club, on MTV, on BET, on Hot 97? You know what I mean? So, you know, it's the same redundant message getting sent. But this message right here is a unique one, and it should stick with you, but you know how that goes. So
you know what, though? That's how it went, though, brother. We're going to change that dynamic, because it's got to be more than just us talking about it on the radio show. We got to get out in the streets and teach and protect our babies. You know, they're not listening to us because they can't find men. The men are locked up. Our men have to be more responsible. Stay home. You know, support that family. Get out there and teach our sons how to be men. You know, that's the science. Like me and my son, you know, we close. It don't make sense how close we are. He's my living cells. You know what I'm saying? Manifest through his mother giving back to me. So I'm with him every single day, every night. He just got finished writing a report. He's 8 years old. He just got finished writing an essay on Emmett Till. You understand? My son is standing there and defining to you what knowledge, wisdom, and understanding is, and cultural freedom is. You know what I mean? Because I teach him this. I'm with him every day to the point where he watches me shake my juice in my cup, and he got to spin his juice around in his cup the same way his daddy do. He knows every rhyme. You understand what I'm saying? He knows every song on Living Mathematics. My son has been on stage with me since he was 2 years old. He took the microphone and started singing when he was a year and a half, introduced himself, and sang to a crowd at a show. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what we have to do. You know, we have to be there with our babies each and every day, each and every way, loving them, teaching them, showing them, proving to them who we are, who they are. You know, and it's not
hard. We definitely got to teach our kids, man. That, it starts at home, the foundation, and we lose a lot of that. You know, this European culture is something else. You know, I never got why the school curriculum. Well, I got why. It's the powers that be. But why?
Well,
how are you teaching people of African descent European culture? That's like
indeed.
Oil and water. That will never mix.
Indeed. And, you know, understand this. I'm not stopping you from being who you are. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're a European, be the best European you can be. I have plenty of European friends that I care about that care about me. But when it comes time to raising my little original baby, I'm teaching my baby that he's the original man, that he's the father of civilization. Period. He's the god of the universe. His universe is sun, moon, and stars. You understand what I'm saying? He has no beginning and no ending. He's always been here. He's always going to be here in some way, shape, or form. We can look back through all the men in my family, and every damn one of them look just like me because we the same. We always been here.
Wow.
That's eternal life. You can't tell me that we ain't God.
Word up. I'm going to get an update on the Knicks score. Woo!
Yeah, let me know.
Yes.
The Knicks,
get an update on the
Knicks
game.
Is down a couple points.
I was, 63-59.
The college is so deep, I kind of got lost.
Yeah. No doubt, man. GQ Palace Sports, man, is in your ear, man. And Rodas Vaughn, man, my man, is really letting it go down, and it's going down how it's supposed to be, because this is how we do. You know what I mean? We're gonna make it happen, because we here to talk sports, we talk about it, but we all got to bring it back to really, really, really what the situation entails and what we're going to do about it. So definitely, you know, people out there want to, you know, get at you, man, and ask how they can help and things of that nature. So, you know, if you got any questions for Qasem Allah, you could definitely, you know, feel free to, you know, ask him and let him know what's on your mind.
What subject do
you
teach?
Lovely. Peace.
Hello?
Hello, peace.
Yeah. What subject do you teach, math?
I'm a social worker right now, and that's the good thing. I deal with violence prevention and peer mediation. I sit them down and help them work out their own problems. When I first came into the school, I came in as a visual arts teacher and a poetry and songwriting teacher. So I would get them down to draw and paint and express themselves that way, or have them express themselves in a literary fashion. You know, for me, my sojourn in the schools began with the arts and ended up with me being a dean at Taft High School for a little while. We had an all-black boys high school in there, Urban Assembly Academy for, humanity. And I was up in there, you know, dealing with that for a little while. I became, you know, came in as the poetry teacher. They saw the relationship I had with the babies because I built with them, and they made me the dean, you know. And then when I left there, I came to the middle school teaching the arts. And I became a social worker there due to the relationship that I have with our youth, you know. And with this, I get to walk into the classrooms, and, you know, I can stop the instruction, and I could build with them on their behavior, take them through history. I love teaching history because history, you know, if you know how to relate it to society, then we bring about a social equality. So I do that with them. I make them know who they are, make them see themselves in the lessons that they're taught in school. Even through mathematics, I teach them how to add up the equations. And, you know, for instance, if you deal with A plus BX equals C, you know, if you solve for X, X is the unknown, which is the variable. That's usually a person's education, economic status, their religious affiliation, all these different things. If you solve for that, you know how to add A to B and come up with, the, you know, your right and exact result, which is your C. C is understanding. You know, so you can, I show them mathematically how to work through society and navigate this world to bring about, you know, the best result for themselves. I can take it through, you know, literature. I was an English major, so I show them how to communicate with each other. I use everything that I've been given to uplift our babies, because if I don't do this, I'm not doing my duty as a civilized man, you know?
All right. That's what's up, though. I can just say that you deep with what you do. I can just tell by the way that you're talking. And, you know, it's a good thing to, like you say, deal with our babies, because they are our future, you know.
That's right. That's right. The babies
we
are the greatest.
Teach them well and let them lead the way.
That. Yeah.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Yeah.
Give them a sense of pride.
Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I got you.
Okay, your name is Qasim Allah, Arm Lega Lega Arm Supreme Head. How long have you been in the nation, and when did you first start, you know, teaching this to the younger youth?
I got knowledge of self in 1995. I'm not part of self, 1991. I was fortunate, I knowledge 120 in 1995, but I was fortunate enough in 86 at 16 years old to be taken by some elders along with some other youth into St. Catherine's Church. And, you know, the elders opened up a message to the black man. They opened up World's Greatest Men of Color, Stolen Legacy, and books like that. And they just started beating us over the head with our history and our greatness. Things that I had no idea about. They weren't teaching us that we were nothing but slaves, you know, and they would teach us Martin Luther King for like a whole semester, and they gave us like 2 minutes, you know, on Malcolm X. You understand what I'm saying? Things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Like, they would not teach us about our strength, and these brothers took us and they dropped it on me. At that point at 16, I asked my mom if I could join the Nation of Islam, and she told me no, you know. So I waited until I was in college in North Carolina, and, you know, I've been studying all that time. And when I came home in 91, you know, I went and got Supreme Mathematics. I had a great educator, True King Allah, my enlightener. You know, he told me I was already too old to be under his wing, and he said, if you want this for yourself, you study this. He gave me King in my name, and my righteous name. My righteous name is King Qasim God Allah. He gave me King. He manifested it for me, showed me how to born it, and from then on it was up to me. So every day I came back to him, knowledging a new lesson and showing and proving that, you know. So it took me a little bit longer because I didn't have an enlightener, but I studied and studied and I studied, you know, intensely, because I loved it. I loved myself, and it started me on the path to being the person I am. I've always taught the babies, though, you know, even as a teenager, I had little brothers, you know, from other mothers, you know, that would bring them to me, you know, and ask me to help them out or what have you when they was in trouble, or advise them and things. I've been a little nerd my whole life, you know. I love to learn, you know, so getting knowledge of self was basically a natural course for me, you know, in my journey to manhood. And I'm very fortunate that, you know, that Elijah Muhammad even dropped that program on the black man when he did. 1934 was a pivotal year for us.
Would you have a knowledge in yourself and teaching the young youth? Let's say you talk to them, you feel like, all right, you feel like you taught this young youth a true culture and what's going on, and they turn around and they still do something on a negative vibe. Do you feel you felt victory, or do you feel like you still accomplished what you was doing?
I accomplished it, because growth and development is not an immediate thing. It's an everyday process. You know, nobody's perfect, and we all strive for perfection. And you're dealing with the youth are going to make mistakes. And you have to understand that. You just stay with them and help them correct their errors. You know, even at TAF, some of my students, you know, would do some of the worst things. Two of them walked out of there as gods, though, that are still building today. You know, two young people in the middle school last week told me they wanted the knowledge of self. So I told them, you got to ask your parent to come and talk to me, because since I work in there, I also got to protect my just disciple born, which is my job, so I can take care of my babies financially. So if their parents agree that I can give them the knowledge of self, then I'll teach them right there in the school.
Okay. Because I do know a little, son. I know because your life is, you know, L-I-F-E, love, Islam, forever.
Say again?
How do you feel about that?
That life is love, Islam,
love,
forever?
Love, Islam, forever? Yeah.
That's a great acronym that we can teach with. I think that's peace. Like, we also use Islam as I stimulate life and matter. I self, Lord, and master. For the black woman, I sincerely love Allah's mathematics. I study and learn every day. You know?
You're a powerful brother. I honor you, man. I said you're very powerful, and I honor you. And it's glad you got somebody out there that's teaching the young youth something where they're not out there doing the negativity, you know?
Peace. Thank you. I mean, all praise is due to Allah. Allah is the original people. I learned from so many great people. I can't take credit myself. I'm a humble brother, and I'm so willing to give freely what I was given. You know, knowledge is infinite, and I think we all need that, you know?
But some brothers, I feel they should take credit because for the simple fact that you was taught, but then you had to teach yourself to learn knowledge within yourself. And that's what you taught the kids. You taught them more than what you knew to put them on that right path.
Yes, sir. I thank you for that. I mean, you know, I put my neck out there every day for them, man. You know, it's been more than five times I've had to run my students inside from gunshots. You know, I solved robberies in the school. You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, certain questions bring certain answers out of people, and answers are not always verbal. You look at a person's eyes and body language and the way they shift and move, and they tell you everything you want to know, especially the babies, because when they're doing wrong, they want to be led right. They just want somebody to teach them and care about them. And when they realize that you care about them, babies are going to do what babies are going to do. They'll get right up under your wing, and they'll learn from you, even the hardest cases. And the hardest cases turn into the hardest teachers, the strongest men, the strongest women. It's just for us to not lose sight of that and give up on our babies, you know? We can't give up on our babies, because if you don't handle your business, I teach them all the time, you become someone else's business. And they're making a lot of money off of you right
somebody
now.
Up. That's right. That's right. Yo, 646-200-3838, press 1 is the number. Key, you got a question? Go ahead.
Yeah. Like the guy with Alvin was just saying about, there's not too many guys like you that's out here can give, be a great influence. I do a lot of volunteer with literacy, which is, one of my biggest passions, literacy, because there's a lot of people that still don't know how to read. And, you know, I always think about how, you know, some of our young guys, they go from knowing nothing to believing nothing. But what do you think about this when I heard Alvin Prasad says, our young brother needs to know how to live in both worlds?
How to live in both worlds?
Right. That's what Alvin Prasad has said. Our young brother needs to know how to live in both worlds.
That's 100% right and exact.
Yeah.
Because regardless to what your culture is your divine way of life, your natural way of life. If you live in somebody else's quote-unquote nation under their laws, you have to know how to navigate it so you can be safe and successful, you know? Because our laws are a bit different from their laws. But if you only live out your laws, certain things that they have on the books is against what you live. And you have to be wise, you know, in your actions. You can't just get out there and do what you do in somebody else's house. Like, you're not going to come in my house and put your dirty sneakers up on my table. You might do that in your house, but you're not doing that in mine. You walk in mine, you take your shoes off at the door. You might not do that in your home. So we have to understand that this is not your civilization. This was taken from you long time ago. You know, 500 years ago they came and took this. Spread smallpox and death and pillaged every village and put their flag on this place. And if you're going to live here unless you can physically by force take this thing back, you have to be wise. And you have to learn how to navigate this world that you're in. If not, you know, you're not going to survive. We're going to end up in jail. So that was exactly correct. You know what I mean? That was exactly what needed to be said. They do have to live in both of these worlds.
Yeah, when he said that, you know, a lot of people was, you know, questioning, you know, I guess people that don't understand how he said that our young guys know to live in both worlds, which I agree with you. They do need to know how to live in both worlds.
You know, the first place you live is in your mind. And the mind is the place in which all things spring. The mind is directly the universe, not your brain. I'm talking about your mind, the electrical or the energetic impulses that jump over the synapses within your brain and control your physical body and make your body do the things that your mind tells it to do. Because your body's just a tool, it's a vehicle. Like your car breaks down, you take it to the shop. The hospital's the shop for the body. So you know that all things come from the mind. It's mind over matter. Your mind controls your matter. Matter is the slowest moving frequency. So if you understand mentally how to control yourself in this society, you can slow down everything that you see, and you know the path in which to go. You know, because if light travels at 186,000 miles per second and thought is faster than light, everything you see in front of you is moving so slow, you should be able to figure it out immediately if you take the time to look. And since knowledge is the light, all you got to do is look with your light, which is your knowledge, and shine on this thing. It's not that hard. It's just our ego and our pride and our desires and our poverty, you know what I mean, and things like that that get in the way that make us speed and make the wrong decisions. You know, if you make the right choices, which come from your mind again, you know, then you'll live right. You'll be upright on your square, perpendicular. Nothing can make you fall down.
Let me ask you this question. What do you think about what this saying? It says, self-education is the shortest distance between poverty and abundance.
Self-education, indeed. Indeed. Because
right.
People
right.
can put anything in your head.
Your
that
head.
Don't make
exactly.
it right.
Exactly.
You know, you put something in your own mind
your
that
own
works
head.
For
yep.
you, it'll
exactly.
stay there, and it'll work
you
for you.
You get your
forever.
Own understanding
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
True indeed. True indeed. Uh-huh. You know, and you get an understanding from doing what? Knowledge and wisdom. Paying attention
wisdom.
To what's going on around you. Or looking down the block before you walk down there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the easiest jewel you can give any child. You know how to do the knowledge? You look down the block before you walk. And a great and powerful God gave me that a long time ago, who happened to be an influence on me my entire life because he's my physical cousin, the God King Majestic Divine Sword Allah. You know, he told me a long time ago, look, man, just look down the block before you walk down there. That's how you do the knowledge. Because if you don't pay attention and you do-do-do-do-do, you're walking down the block, you don't know if they busting down there. You don't know if somebody's in the cut getting ready to rob you. But if you take a minute and just look, not only can you see what's going on, but you'll feel the current. You'll feel the energy
well,
of what's going on
see,
down there. Like
right.
all of y'all, everybody
like,
has felt when something just don't feel right.
You'll recognize what's going on.
You got to do the knowledge.
You'll also be able to discern what's getting ready to happen.
Yes. When you do the knowledge, you look, learn, listen, observe, respect, and detect. Knowledge is to know. You detect with your mind. You look with your eyes. It's controlled by what? Your mind. You listen with what? Your ears. It never once said speak or do, because words and actions is wisdom, and that comes after you do what? The knowledge. After you pay attention, then you say something that, you know, your parents always tell you, think before you speak, think before you do something. They're telling you to put knowledge before wisdom so you can have a clear what? Understanding.
But they always say, like, what? The only true wisdom is knowing you know nothing, right?
Well, or at least saying the only true wisdom or understanding, really, is understanding that you can learn more because knowledge
right.
is infinite. Because I'm not going to ever discredit my knowledge. I'm never going to say I know nothing.
You're never
I'm
going
to say
that.
I can know more. You know what I'm saying? I can know more. I'm a baby to this universe.
You're supposed to always learn more.
Yes, yes. Knowledge is
you
infinite.
Never
yes,
learn.
You can
exactly.
always learn more. You know, it's not that
I
we know
that.
Nothing. It's just that what you know is only, it's like a fingernail to the entire body. It's like a grain of sand to a beach.
So you're only your own device, whether how much you want to learn, whether you want to, you know, you want to open up and absorb the knowledge, or you just want to feel like you peak. And you should never feel like you peaked because there's always more to learn and take a
indeed.
Next step and to widen your perspective. And because, like you said, one day you're going to have to impart that knowledge and wisdom on somebody else.
Peace.
And you don't want to lead
you
them. You don't want to be leading them halfway. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. You lead nobody in the wrong direction because
you know
you're responsible
right.
for both of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, look, the day you think you know everything, you're mentally dead.
It's over, yeah.
Yeah it's
the
over.
Day you can't learn nothing else, you dead. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
It's over.
That's the
yeah,
only time
I
you can't
that.
Learn. So you don't know everything. And what was you saying, Queen? Pardon me, I didn't hear you.
No, I was saying you get a lot of guys. You hear a lot of stuff about people who, you know, I can see you're doing great things, and you're going to do great things. You hear other people that talk about things that need to be done in the community, and I hear so much talk, and then it was like, oh, so what about, you know, time? You have to put in time, effort, to do things, but I don't like to hear a lot of talk and we're not doing nothing.
Yeah, I see a lot
Don't talk. Do something.
Yeah,
you hear
a lot of stuff
going on. What's going on? We need to get this together. And then all of a sudden, they get mad because the Boys and Girls closed down on this street up there. So they closed down this program. There's not a lot of church opening up their doors to have, you know, guys come in. And you hear so much talk, but you don't see no action going forth.
And
that's
you know
what
can change that, right?
I just do not like that. This is a waste of energy when you come tell me something like that. I'm like, I don't even want to hear it. So I like what I do. You know, I help out a couple of friends that work on a literacy project. And, you know, to help some youth try to read, write. And I have no problem giving them my time. But I want somebody that, if you're about something, I have no problem helping out. I don't want to be wasting my time and sitting here wasting each other's time and we're not doing nothing. It's just wasted energy.
Well, we got something called lip professors and jive pretenders. Because the science is to lead by what? Example.
Example.
You could tell me anything. Show and
anything.
Prove. You know, the true in living, show and prove. You know, that's the reason, like, there's always going to be, in any school of thought, there's going to be your well-respected members of whatever school of thought, and they are always few, you know? And then you got the many, the masses of the people that know a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and never lived out any of it. They can spit it back to you all day long, but that don't mean anything. What am I seeing? If you're telling me righteous, 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 and when I see your action is devil, 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 you really don't know anything, and I don't have to waste my time. I'll lose no more time
and
searching for that which does not
energy.
Exist. I'm not going to lose no more time with you. I teach against that, too. And the good thing is when the true and living teach, and even the lip professors, when they, if they're out there actually teaching something, the students will challenge them. Like, hold on, you taught
exactly.
me all this, and you ain't
exactly.
doing nothing. Because, you know, like, a lot of my greatest educators, sis, a lot of my greatest educators weren't really doing a whole lot, too. Some were doing great things, and others were doing nothing. But I was wise enough with the tools they gave me to see that. And then I get the opportunity to stand in front of my educators, my former educators, and be like, bro, let me give you this jewel. As a matter of fact, you gave this to me. And you can use this to uplift yourself because I will reach back into my community and see who else I can bring with me. I'm not giving up on nobody until you give up on yourself. That's when you're dead.
My thing that I give that I told them is like I always say, once you learn to read, you forever will be free.
That's right. That's right. That's
what
right.
I always say. That's me. Once you learn to read your mind, you have to know, because somebody can tell you anything. If you know what you read and you read it the right way, and somebody tell you that, I'm quick to say, it's this way. See,
an important point for the people,
what is
reading it the right way? An important point for the people, reading it the right way is what? Comprehension.
Comprehension
is what? Understanding.
Understanding.
Right? So you have to learn how to understand what you read so you can walk and talk your science. It becomes what? A culture.
So you don't know it. You can read it, but not understand it, right?
Right.
You don't know
like
it until you understand it.
Right. Like
but
the babies will see right through you. The babies will see that you're righteous. You never got to tell a person you're righteous or smart. They'll see it in your ways and actions.
Right,
and they'll rotate right around you. Your magnetic will pull them to you. Everybody else got to talk. They got to talk. They got to try to impress you. You know, a person that's true and living is impressive naturally. They don't have to say a damn thing. They just have to be. Be means to exist.
Understand and then be understood.
Indeed. That's equality. That's balance. You know?
There you go, man.
Who's your sister right here, man?
Kids,
you know,
I was a finance economics major in college, but my passion was always African American studies. Always. That's why I read a lot. But when I sit here and hear somebody tell me something, they misquote something, I have no problem letting them know it's this way. But you're not going to tell me something because, believe me, I read everything. So if you try to pass something underneath me, I'm going to let you know, no, it's this way. Now, you can go read chapter 5, and it's going to tell you this right here because I know. It's better for you to read yourself, and if somebody's trying to tell something, to throw something in your head, no, I know before you try to tell me.
That's right. And you make sure that you get out there and you teach a bunch more to be just like you and better because that's what we're here to do.
I try to be an example. I'm not perfect, but I try to be an example.
That's right. None of us are perfect, but the best thing is we learn in every day, so we have the opportunity to perfect what we are and who we are, you know?
But we're all not, we all have gifts. We just got one of you.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
And that's what you're telling me. You all have gifts. You just got to find your gift and use it well. Well,
let me deviate a little bit because this is, after further review, right?
Yeah, it's going down right,
correct, correct me if I'm wrong. Are you a Steelers fan, sis? Are you a Steelers fan?
Yes, I am.
So why were we arguing? Why were we arguing at the beginning?
Because I just heard somebody say that I got two black eyes, and I'm getting tired of Steelers fans wavering whether or not they, you know, oh, I know we lost a bad game. We're going to the Super Bowl. That's my, every year I got my team for the Super Bowl. Every year. And I heard my comments, and I thought, oh, I'm waiting for that person to get my, I ain't running nowhere.
Let me tell you something. We've been in agreement the whole time. We have been in agreement the whole time, and we just couldn't hear each other. You know what I mean? Yeah, you my sister the whole way, from the Steelers all the way to socioeconomic and economic things in our community. You are my sister. Please.
Don't get me started.
I heard that guy.
Can we get the violins and the strings popping?
I always say you two have non-suspects. Mike, I heard your comment, Mike. I couldn't wait to get on that. I heard your comment, Mike. I didn't say it. That wasn't me.
I'm glad you had no black eyes.
Blake said the black eyes.
And look, we're tough. You know what I'm saying? I don't wear a black eye. You know what I'm saying? Because it's still, ain't nothing. That ain't nothing. That's a small thing to a giant. You heard?
And correct you, I didn't say black eyes. I said raccoon eyes.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, that sounds borderline racist.
Whatever, Mike.
What you go there for? What you go there for?
Yo, what's going on the show? You calling coons?
I told you, it goes down, man.
Yeah, that's so
great, man. It's a Tuesday night sports vibe right here, man. So yeah, I just wanted to give I still got T in the building with me. I still wanted to give her a little bit of props, man, because her team did, you know, do what they were supposed to do. They beat my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, my, yo, I mean, that's my team, man. That's my team. And I was expecting a little bit more. That was one of that was a tough one to swallow, you know, but I'm going to take it because I'm a trooper. I'm not going to jump off the bandwagon because there's no bandwagon when you're a real fan. You just say
right.
Good, bad, and different.
Exactly.
But, T, that was a tough one to take. Kos, I was there, yo. I was on the rooftop. I was about to jump off, my dude.
Nah, you too strong.
I'm tired
for that,
of this.
Baby.
I can't take this no more. And all I could hear was that giggle. That right there. That's all I could hear.
That damn giggle.
Okay, after he makes the catch, and they, you know, they got to review it and all that. I already knew it was a touchdown. I was trying to convince myself that left foot slid out of bounds. I'm like, oh, no.
Not to get off subject, the Knicks and Nets are really going at it, yo.
The Knicks and Nets going at it.
85-80,
fourth quarter. Man, it's going down.
And make it so bad.
Yeah, they going at it.
And make it so bad, even though the bad loss and Ben want to play in the fourth quarter, they all suspects on my list today. There's every last one of everybody on that list. They're all suspects. But you know what made me even much better? When the backup to RG3 beat the Ravens.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins ain't no joke. Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, the backup came and did his thing.
Hey, for Michigan State.
Beat the Ravens. Beat the Rattlers.
Listen, no disrespect to my now rule homie, Ray Rice. You know, I've been cutting his hair since he was in youth tackle. That's my little brother. And he always scored a touchdown or two on us. And I love him for hurting us the way he do because he's him. You know, but real talk, the Redskins, they did numbers that day. I watched that. I'm looking at the replay of the game right now. They did numbers that day, man. It was beautiful.
That division is crazy. I don't know.
His finger too. Dez Bryant broke
his
finger.
Yeah, Dez Bryant's going to be. Yeah, he said they're not sure what he's going to do for next week.
But
he's
going to lay down.
Whole division is
he
crazy,
lay down.
Man.
He hurt. He don't want to play against the Steelers. He hurt already. He don't want to play.
You don't want to play against the Steelers.
You don't want to play. Dez is nice, too. But you don't want to play.
Come on. Clark's going to tear that. They're going to tear his behind up in that game.
I want Harrison to touch Romo. If you ever wanted to hear some positive about the Steelers, Kia is the one to talk to. If you ever wanted a pep talk or hey, you can do it today. Hey,
you
when
just,
it comes,
I'm just not gonna allow.
Oh,
I'm just gonna allow anybody. You're not gonna try to talk to them. You're not gonna try to talk to them. Believe me, I'm gonna protect that person. I'll protect that person very well. And yes, my team won that game. They're all suspect. Everybody's a suspect on that team. But you're not. I'm not going to let no non-fan come up here and tell me about my Steelers. You're not even going to get away with it. I don't think so. Not here.
Holla. When you see me, give me a dollar.
That? Can you afford that, please? Afford that. Afford that statement right there. Afford that. Who's on the applause button tonight, man? Who we got on the applause button tonight, man?
Somebody's slacking on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we gotta get them something to, some 5-hour energy.
I agree with that
and
one.
And for Mike to come up here, for Mike to come up here and talk about all that trash. Okay, yeah, y'all won Sunday. Mike, y'all not.
They scored 52 points.
Y'all not repeating. I'm telling y'all
they scored 52
points.
Say that again. Say that again, man. But what? How many points?
They scored.
Nah,
they scored 50. He scored 52 points.
Yeah, look at
and Cass, like I was saying earlier, they had over 200 yards returning kicks, and they talking about outlawing the kickoff. They talking about getting rid of the kickoff.
What?
Yeah, they
made that's crazy.
They made the same kicker player of the week.
They keep changing the rules in football, man.
They
keep changing the rules in football, man. In a minute,
yeah,
it's going to be two-hand touch or flag, man.
Now because he be fumbling, but that dude, number 22, got to touch the rock, man. He's lightning. I like that kid.
Yeah.
He came into his own.
Like
he
I said, he made
all the fumbles. I'm from New York, man. I'm from New York. I like him, but I love the Steelers, you heard? That's just what it is. I'm from New York. I ain't going to sell out my home until they play the Steelers. Then they got to lose. That's just what it is.
Let me get everybody's opinion.
You already know how we do with Ray when we see him. We always got to get on
him.
We're going to switch the vibe a little bit. Saturday night, when you saw Manny Pacquiao get knocked out, what was the first thought that came to your mind?
That he would have a problem if he fought Mayweather? That's just my personal wish. I know you always felt different, Mayor, but I just don't think he'd be able to touch Floyd. Don't get it twisted. Floyd ain't got no punching power, and he would run, but that's what he does. And I don't.
Yeah,
I think
but
Matt,
he can't touch him.
I don't think he would
Floyd
touch him, cuz. I really don't.
Nah.
Floyd would just work him. Because remember, after a 2-year layoff, he came and made Marquez look retarded. Marquez ain't went around.
Look, Floyd will style on you, but let's not forget one thing. When Ortiz did him dirty, you know what I'm saying? When Ortiz was hitting him with them headbutts, what did Floyd do?
Yeah.
What happened? Bong, right? He bonged him. That means he does have power, my dude. His intentions in the ring is to make you look stupid. He allows you to make some money. He keep you around for a little while so he can just keep styling on you. But don't disrespect him, because when homeboy jumped and lunged into him and headbutted him and popped that lip, Floyd didn't feel too pretty after that, and Floyd put him on his ass.
Yeah.
Hood style, too. He rocked him to sleep, fam.
You know what? Go ahead, Slate.
I think he has the best defense in the game of boxing. Maybe probably the greatest ever.
I don't think
he can bust a
grip. I'm not making no excuses for Manny Pacquiao.
You do,
but you know what? I think that you put anybody not named Floyd Mayweather in front of Manny Pacquiao, and it becomes like kind of boring. You know what I mean? He's forced this dude 4 times already, and you know, and that was a hell of a way to go out. I mean,
by the way, they
talking
about number 5.
Yeah,
and it better be on Channel 2.
Well, look, the only reason that a number 5 is even in people's mouth is because of that knockout, B. You know, now you want to see it. Like, I didn't want to see number 4. I was bored. I didn't even think about going nowhere to see it, renting it. I don't want to see that.
Right,
and then I see the next day him laying on his face on the internet like, damn, I wish I saw
that. They had all types of pictures. I felt sorry for Pacquiao, man.
You felt sorry for him? I didn't feel sorry for him. He's a boxer. That's what he's been there to do.
How they had his picture floating around they was, like, photoshopping his picture and all these. This is people, they showing him planking now. This is how you plank him.
You know what
they're saying?
Look, man. If he can, if he can get all the adulation and all the respect and all the good press, he can get the bad press too, man. He's a fighter.
Who saw that coming?
He can take it. He can
take it. Nobody seen it coming, but they're actually trying to say that it was his religion that made him lose. They're trying to say it was his religion, his finding of God that made him lose. I kind of think
they're going to blame it on the rain, man.
They also say that Marquez is on them steroids.
Well, he can't
Marquez
get
put fists on that man. That's what it is. Marquez, he put them fists on him, B. That's what it is.
All he did,
don't take nothing away from that.
He did what he does. He's a counterpuncher. And he counterpunched the hell out of Manny Pacquiao, and there you go. Put him to sleep. Game over. Go home.
Can I give a little special shout out? You know what I mean? Especially since we're talking about boxing, I want to give a shout out to the People's Chant. You know what I mean? A man that retired from boxing for 27 years, you know what I mean? 66-3 in the Golden Gloves, got a nose injury, came back 27 years later for his first pro fight, 47 years old, man. You know what I mean? Getting out there to box for who? The foster children, my man.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
There's no such thing as a loss. You know, the judges or whatever, the ding-ding, and, you know, getting them, you know, helping them up and all the above. Y'all might have said he lost. That man won. That was a stunning victory for the baby.
I was there, my dude.
I know you were there, my dude.
I was there, man. And Resorts Casino, shout out to Resorts Casino, whatever. But, yeah, again, it wasn't even about, you know, you win or loss, whatever. It's the action, you know. And at the end of the day, he's still the People's Champ, man. He did it for the kids. We had him on the show, man. And we're going to get him back on the show, man. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And love is love, man. He really, you know, talked about, you know, the story and how he's doing this. And he's getting back in the ring, and he did it. You know what I mean? And regardless
right.
of the outcome, he did it. That's the bottom line.
Right.
And like we've been talking about all, you know, right here on the bigger show, man, GQ Power Sports After Further Review, man, you got to do the action. Don't talk
That's
about
right.
it.
Brother,
be about
you
it.
Know
do
I
the
watched
action.
Him train for 16 years, man. I
right.
worked in that barbershop cutting hair
yes,
alongside
sir.
That
yes,
man
sir.
For 16 years.
Shout out to Mac
He was
Kenosha,
my barber
man.
When I was a young boy. You know what I'm
okay.
saying? He was my barber when I was a teenager. I went to his barbershop and worked for 16 years, brother. I watched
hey.
Him train every single day. That man, I never seen anybody fight close to Muhammad Ali like him. His hands are incredible. But at 47 years old, you damn near 50 starting over. You know what I'm saying? The odds and, you know, just weigh against you to have success in that field, you know,
right.
as far as being victorious. But when it came to what he did for his babies, for them foster children that he fights for, I'm a part of his throwaway kids foundation. I'm a
okay.
member of that. I get out in the streets with him, you know what I'm saying, trying to bring about adoption. You know, that's a great man. He's a great man for what he did out there. I don't care what you think about him personally. You can't take nothing away from his passion, his heart, and his drive for our people. And that's what
no
I'm
doubt.
Talking about it. Be
no
about
doubt.
It. Don't talk about it. You know what I mean? That man took punches for these babies, man.
No doubt. I talked to him right after the fight, man. And, you know, he just, you know, he was like, you know, no excuses, whatever. You know, he went in there and even though his shoulder was bothering him or whatever, he still went in there and did what he had to do. And he straight up blatantly told me, like, yo, that's, I ain't even see it coming. Mom.
Yo,
you know,
did his shoulder
hey, gave me a pound, man. And, you know, it's done. You know what I mean? It's a success. You achieve what you set out to do. At the end of the day,
did his shoulder ever even heal? I don't think his shoulder ever healed.
No. Brother, listen, I was the ring announcer for his fight 5 years ago when he beat the Empire State champ, who was 20-something years old, and this man was 42 then. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? He
right.
beat this 20-something year. I was the ring announcer. I stood there and watched this man knock this man silly a few times. He beat fire out of this dude. And his shoulder was bad then. His shoulder went out in the second round. You know what I mean? So he used his left hand and finished homeboy off. I watched
right.
his training where he'll do his endurance and strength training and then get up there and spar 2-3 people and beat them too. You understand what I'm saying? If he had his shoulder, it would have been a different outcome. I'm not saying that he might have beat homeboy because, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be when they go dang.
Right,
it would have
right,
been a different
right.
fight. You understand what I'm saying?
Definitely.
That man is the people's champion. I don't know
Without.
Anybody on the planet with heart like that. Nobody I know would have done
that.
That.
Dude. That's what it is.
Nobody.
Yeah, man. So once again, it's going down, man. You know, I got my man Kasim. Yo, you gonna ride out with us till 10 o'clock, my dude?
I didn't hear that. Say that again.
I said you gonna ride out with us till 10 o'clock.
I'm here. I ain't going
okay,
nowhere.
No doubt. That's what it is. So it's going down. So yeah, once again, man, you know, we chopping it up with my man Costa Malar, man. We going everywhere with it, you know, Jules is being dropped. We keeping it on the regular sports situation. Mike, I don't want to think like, you know, to think that I'm ignoring you or nothing. I know you're being conspicuously quiet.
No, I'm actually watching the game as y'all talking, you know what I mean? Because now my boy is only down one. So I'm watching the game as well as, you know, hearing Key on the other round yelling about the Giants. So I'm still there.
I'm thinking myself, I'm not going to argue
now,
with you.
Now I'm just watching the Knicks right now. You know,
I'm just
watching the Knicks right now, Kia. You know, New York. You know how
we
do it.
Hold on for a second. We got Malcolm on the line. Malcolm, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show.
What's good, people? How's
everything? Now it's about to get interesting.
What's going on, Malcolm?
Oh, it's going to get it in now.
Hey, Kia.
I had to make sure I holler out to my Pittsburgh fan over there. Making sure
now it's about to get interesting.
And if we're talking about this decade, then Dallas is out of the convo.
I mean, look, we could just talk about another number of Super Bowl rings. How many rings you got, homeboy? That's what
and
I'm
not
talking
around
about.
The show.
How
not
many
around
Super
the
Bowls
show.
Under your belt? You know, this ain't your Landry era no more.
Wait a minute.
Here we go
with
the
rings. Did he just say
like
top
rings,
one
not around the top. Not around the top. Rings on the finger. Listen, Dallas ain't won a playoff game since 96.
Basically. You know, the last time they won a playoff game was 96?
96 the last time they won.
Okay, well. Yeah, 17 years, right? Almost 17, what?
It's been a minute. It's been a playoff game. No big deal.
Where's Emmett right now?
No big deal.
Y'all need Emmett right now. Irv to put the mic down and put on his uniform. You know what I'm saying? Y'all
need
more
than Emmett. We need a coach.
Y'all need Emmett and Troy and Irvin right now. You know what I'm saying? Mike Irvin. Come on, man. Where's Dorsett? You know what I mean? Get Dorsett.
Yeah, you need a coach.
You know what I mean? Where's
your
man Butch Johnson? Call your man Butch Johnson back from the 70s. You know what I'm saying? Playing, man. Don't do that. Don't talk about Neil O'Donnell. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. You know what I mean? Where's Randy White? Where's your boy Randy White? I know his little. Come on, man. Stop, man. Charlie Waters. You know what I'm saying? I know your
Charlie
squad because I know my enemy. You heard?
Yeah, Charlie Waters and
Randy White did his thing. Charlie Waters did their
Chris
thing.
Chris Harris and Dede Lewis.
They did their thing until they had to play us. Don't ever forget
again,
that.
Again.
Until you had to see us. Don't ever forget that.
Yeah.
Oh, we gave you, like I said. Well, you very lucky. You Jackie Smith away from losing two of those Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Chris was at my house when Jackie Smith dropped that.
Yeah,
that
I remember that.
I just saw that last time.
I remember that. Yep, I sure do. We thought
yeah,
he cut the ball.
Super
we thought he cut the ball, and it was like, yeah, we won. Then he was like, he dropped it. It was like, what?
Yeah, but one of those passes, it only tied the game.
No, that was the win.
Everybody that I know that likes Dallas act like that would have been the turning tide. The game would have been tied.
It would have been a turning tide, but it would have helped.
You won by six.
Yeah, it would have definitely helped, but not enough.
Yeah, you're talking about a tie game. The Nets just broke the tie right now. It's 93-91, and Mike gets taken back.
That was
back.
No basket.
Took that back.
That's not a basket.
Took that back.
That was no basket.
Yeah, they call that
back. They took that back. That was goaltending.
Yeah,
that's
mad late.
That
they call that mad late.
No basket.
Yeah,
they called
it late.
You can't touch it in the cylinder. That was terrible. That was a terrible
can't
call.
Be mad,
I don't know why. I mean, they called it late, but I'm well already down court.
That ain't no good. That ain't no good. That ain't no good, though.
Yeah,
ain't no good.
I think that was a good basket. Looked
no,
like it
was
coming off
the
rim.
He can't touch it in the cylinder.
He touched it on the cylinder. Not even in it, but on it. It was on the rim.
Check it out. It was not on the rim. It was beyond the rim. And then he hit it back and it went over the rim.
There's an imaginary cylinder, bro. What I mean is imaginary cylinder goes all the way up to the ceiling. What I mean by that is
93-91 Knicks. 93-91 Knicks and the guard scored.
Good tipping.
Chandler's
like the ultimate garbage man, yo.
Who's that, Dick Bavetta? Man, Dick Bavetta's still referee.
Bring in my man Spike Lee.
Over there, he got on that Bernard King jersey.
We're getting the live feed right now. The Knicks and the Nets is going down. It's about 2:45 to go in the game. And the Knicks are up 93-91 going down. DQ Fowler's after further review in the building right now, holding it down.
Well, it's good to hear some Knicks fans on the phone. I'm glad to hear that, though.
Yeah. The Knicks is definitely in the building, man. Knicks is in the building. But I don't really get off into it. I'm going to wait until after the holidays so they can, you know, have a nice little sample up under.
I'm more of a March-April man myself when it comes to the NBA. I like March and April when it comes to the NBA because I'm a big time. When it comes to March Madness, I love my college basketball.
What's your college
March
team?
Madness. Best time of the year for me.
What's your college team, man?
Oh, UConn all the way, baby.
Oh,
I'm
man.
I'm a Jim Calhoun fan from day one.
He got out of Dodge just in time, didn't he?
Yeah, but I'm glad he gave it to a brother, though. I ain't going to lie. I thought, Kevin Ollie, one of the broken boys.
No doubt. Respect to Kevin
Ollie,
man.
I'm glad he gave it to a brother. And Kevin Ollie, he deserves a chance. I mean, if he don't do it, he'll do it.
Right.
You know, so, I ain't saying, man, everybody got to learn.
How's that? How they looking right now, man?
Well, right now they're young, and they ain't got no big man right now. No perimeter defense, no big man. So right now they ain't going to get no recruits because everybody's trying to, you know, because they're worried about, you know, the 1 year that they take
right,
it off. Who
right,
cares,
right,
man?
Right.
Still going to play.
No.
So next, look for them to get recruits. They never get McDonald All-Americans, by the way. If you notice, Jim Calhoun takes a player and makes them better. And meanwhile, North Carolina, Duke, all of them, Kentucky, they always get the McDonald All-Americans. He just gets one of the top players in the state and makes them better.
He get the,
and that's how
he
builds
the,
his
he
team, athletes.
He get the Arby's All-Americans?
Yeah, no, yeah, Arby's All-American, yeah.
Foul ball.
Yo, he gets the Wendy's All-American.
Wow. But what do I know? I like Syracuse. What do I know?
Okay. Yeah, you and Kevin. You and Kevin Gant. Kevin loves Syracuse.
Huh?
Kevin Gant loves Syracuse.
Yeah, man. Syracuse. I've been rocking with Syracuse since Pearl Washington.
Since Pearl Washington, Sherman Douglas, Ronnie Cicely.
Yep. That's right.
That was UConn back then, baby. I was getting stalled.
Wow.
But my wifey, one of my boys went there. You remember Skinner? Skinner used to live next
yeah,
door.
Yeah, yeah, Al Skinner, no doubt.
Skinner went there with the UConn to my neighbor. Our neighbor. He went to UConn. That's Kevin Federick's brother.
Uh-huh.
And Skinner went to UConn. Him and Earl Kelly from New Haven. Earl Kelly was doing all the
ooh
gunning and stuff. So that's why I was watching since then.
Sound like somebody true to his squad
back then.
Sound like somebody true to his squad.
Is Carmelo going to start an All-Star game?
Oh, yeah, man. That's an All-Star game. He deserves it, though. Right now, he's playing MVP ball right now.
Yeah.
True
yeah
story.
But it's definitely going to LeBron. LeBron is the truth, man. I ain't going to lie about that. LeBron is
yeah,
the truth.
Can.
He's
can
a front
man
I've never seen before, man. When
can't
he comes down
on
that middle, just get out the way, man, like a freight train.
That's a superhero,
LeBron's man. MVP. He's not getting MVP.
LeBron is a superhero on that court.
So y'all done woke Pia up.
Who's going to get MVP then? Kobe,
the leading scorer in the league for all them smart Kobe remarks. What? I thought he lost the set.
Hey, my thing is, you can lead all you want, but he ain't MVP. Heck, Carmelo can lead the leading scorer if he wants to.
Well, he ain't right now.
He ain't trying to get a team in it.
Yo, Carmelo is actually learning how to dish the ball.
Right.
He is learning. You're right, brother.
Learning
how to dish that ball. That's what I like. When they move that ball, they
learn how to dish the ball, man.
Listen, you can tell when somebody's not used
to turn
you can tell when somebody's not used
to
winning when they're hollering in the first 23 games of the season and you're hollering, you can tell you're not used to winning.
You're right about that.
Lakers fans don't get like right now because
it's not
money.
You're right about that. Wait, you gotta wait.
I'm not winning right now. I'm just going to be in the April. I'm used to winning.
Yeah. You know, I just wanted to speak up and just, you know, You know, yes, sir. Yes, sir. The one that played at Providence, you know.
Just want to let it be known.
You know,
like
here.
That brother, man.
Yeah, he was great. You know, he took the hood to the league. You know what I'm saying? And that's a beautiful thing when we get to see us ghetto folks shine a little something. I like that a whole lot.
Oh, you're right, brother. You're 100% right.
Peace. I like that.
100% right on that. I love it when my people shine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Melo is a problem right now. Now that I'm looking at it, he's beasting.
He's beasting, man. He's beasting. Like I said, if he wants to, he can lead the league in scoring, but he don't go for that.
Nah,
no,
he
has
not
to go for that.
The ball,
and,
man.
And that's what's going
to
be the ball.
Move, the
that's
only way they can win is if they move that ball.
That's
they can't
that's
keep
what's
it in their
own
hand.
Be the scoring champ. He's not trying to do it.
He's dominating
right
now.
This is winning
time.
That's
why he's in that MVP conversation, too.
Exactly. This is 2 minutes right now. Yo, that's a Jay-Z right now. That's his boy, ain't it?
Melo do want to be the scoring champion. Melo do want a championship. Melo just ain't going to ever taste those things right now.
If he don't do it now, when is he going
to
do it?
Listen, the difference between Kobe and Melo, Melo needs to shoot to keep his team winning. Kobe going to shoot whether he's winning or not.
Whether he's winning or not.
Exactly.
Listen to my point. Listen to my point. Melo has to shoot to keep his team winning. Kobe's going to shoot whether his team's winning or not.
Uh-oh, y'all in trouble now.
He's breaking up. He's breaking up.
Y'all in trouble now. You
understand what I'm trying to say, right?
Nothing.
I think I'm trying to.
What's the matter?
My point is this.
Nothing.
You said you're trying to, man?
Yeah, I'm trying to hear it.
I'm trying to compare. Melo to Kobe Bryant. You look like a fool to compare Melo to Kobe Bryant because Kobe is sitting for a tournament ring for his field. Melo's sitting with nothing.
Yeah, you got nothing right now. He's still young,
Yes, sir.
Still young.
This is how we do every Tuesday night, man. Tuesday night sports vibe right here, man. DQ Power Sports. You got 1,000 people talking at one time.
It's going down.
Going down hard body karate. That's what we're going to slide that in there. Otis Barney goes down Tuesday night. We sit right here, man. It's the place to be right here.
I take an NBA title and a sports title.
If you want to talk with 1,000 other people, this is at the same time, this is the place to be right here, yo.
I'm just not going to allow him to try to compare Melo to Kobe Bryant and try to tell me that Melo's a better player than Kobe Bryant or Melo's not going to be a scoring title or Melo's not trying to.
I never said that.
Melo is not going to be like Kobe Bryant and Melo's not going to have 5 rings like Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, because I agree, and Kobe Bryant will never be Michael Jordan.
And
you
whatever,
that
and you
don't
know that. Well,
I'm
saying
you
don't get that conversation.
Never will.
Don't
Michael
Jackson.
I'm just saying.
Nobody
got
to your first three
rings.
Mike got his own
ring.
Mike got all six of his rings. Mike got all six of his rings. Shaq got Kobe's first three rings.
The fact that we are right now from Melo proves a point. The fact that we are right now from Melo proves girlfriend's point. The fact that you had to run to Michael Jordan proves her point.
No, don't get me wrong. She said comparing. I'm not comparing Melo to Kobe.
I don't let you know that Melo does not have any rings yet. Until he gets a ring and get on that platform, don't ever make
no,
it in the Kobe
said,
platform.
No, she said that
don't
he has rings. I just said Michael Jordan has six. And Michael...
Until Melo get on that platform, until you don't get on that
42 seconds left,
97.
Well, look at what call a timeout. Call a timeout, call a play, man. He needs to call a timeout, call a play.
That's what they needed to do right there.
Jason Kidd for
three. That's what they needed to do right there.
Did he get fouled too? He hit the three.
Jason Kidd hit
the
three. He hit the three.
197.
That's what he needed to do right there.
24 seconds left. The Barclays Center.
What?
Did he get fouled? And he got fouled?
I don't think he got fouled.
Oh, and he
got
fouled.
And
he got fouled. He pulled the Larry Johnson. He pulled the Larry Johnson.
Yeah, remember that allocation?
He pulled the grandma.
Yes,
he pulled the grandma.
And one. He fouled.
Yeah, that was a
Zach
great
a piece of his own medicine.
That was a great pass.
Hey, didn't he used to do that for the Nets?
Yeah.
That was a great call.
Jason Kidd used to do that for the Nets. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, that was a great pass.
Darren pushing the
get
ball
him
the court.
Two. Don't get him the three. Give him the two,
Felton
not the three.
That got the Wallace back there with Darren Williams.
Give him the
Williams.
Two, not the three.
Well, it's
get up on him. Get up on him. Get up on him. Yeah, let him shoot the two. Let him go.
Johnson being played by Felton. Back over to Jerry Wallace. Wallace on. Rebound.
Game over.
That's
game over.
Williams, no good.
Knicks win.
Hip-hop. Knicks
and the
win.
Knicks win.
They kid.
197. Live and direct on GQ Cali Sports after further review. Who does it like that, man?
Hey, yo, listen.
Going to Brooklyn
to
stomp on their house.
Real quick. Let me just drop something.
Go ahead.
I didn't keep my young guard up. All this screaming and yelling. My earthling came in here and looked at me like, yo, if you don't stop, so I'm going to have to depart right now. I got two young that got to go to school in the morning, and I'm messing it up for everybody. You know what I mean? This
That's
is
what
too
I
much
did,
excitement.
Man.
I will be back. If you allow me back, I will be back. This is one of the greatest experiences I had on a radio show. I love it.
Man,
I'd like to do it
anytime.
Let me
ask you a question before you leave. Why you don't do unspoken words anymore?
Say again?
Why you don't do spoken words? You're not gonna ever do spoken words again, or?
No, that's not it. That's not it. It's just,
okay.
You know, I got back in touch with my passion. You know what I'm saying? Spoken word is my passion, like as well. You know, anywhere that I can get across, you know, something that can add on positively to somebody's life, I'll do it. So if I got to put a beat behind it, or if I rock it a cappella, if I spit a poem, if I read a monologue, I do a commercial, if I get on stage in your play, whatever it is that I can uplift my people with, I will do, because I love it all. You know what I mean? Straight up.
Yo, Cash,
what's
man,
the word
we really
of the day,
appreciate God? You, man, coming through, man. We ain't trying to get you in no trouble or nothing. Yo, applaud my man, Cash, my line for coming through, yo.
Hey, yo,
Cash, man, anytime, hey. Man, anytime, you know how we get down, man. We ain't want to get you in no trouble, man. Go ahead, do what you do. We'll talk, my dude.
Indeed, and today's mathematics is knowledge, all being born to wisdom. I heard your question.
Peace. Thank you, brother.
Peace.
We got Shelly, you with us. We got Shelly on the line. Shelly, you with us? What up? Welcome to the bigger show. Jerome,
hey,
Jerome,
everyone.
You out there? Let me know you out there, my dude. Welcome to the bigger show.
Hi, everyone.
Sorry I came so late.
Hey, Shelly.
It's all good.
Hey,
what's
Shelly.
Good? What's good, my dude?
All right, not too much, nothing much. I just came back off the football trip.
Yeah. Tell us about it. Well, how was you with the San Diego, right?
Yeah, we went to San Diego. It was great out there. Nice experience, nice weather. The stadium is in the middle of two giant mountains, but that's cool.
Uh-huh. So you at the Bengals Chargers game?
Yeah, we went to the Bengals Chargers game.
Okay, no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah, so everything was cool. The trip went wonderfully. So now we're looking at Colorado next year.
Oh, you wanna go to Mile High?
Yeah.
Beautiful city. Invesco Field at Mile High Stadium.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so you missed your Giants scoring half a 100 points yesterday. I mean, on Sunday.
Oh, no, I did not. I'm not going to miss that. No way.
You didn't miss that, no way.
No. I saw that.
They crushed it.
Yeah, we owned them.
Yeah, you owned them for about four games.
Yeah, you're right.
So how you feeling about going into Atlanta, man?
I'm not concerned. I don't even worry about no. At this stage, I don't worry about no other team. I worry about the Giants. If they play up to their potential, I don't fear anyone in the league.
So you're talking repeat?
That I can't say because you know in the playoffs anything can happen, an injury. But if we get in and we play how we're capable of playing, I don't see why not.
Hmm.
I don't see why not. I really don't. Nothing in the AFC scared me. The Patriots are the best thing they got to offer, and we own them.
Hmm.
So,
what about the
I'm
Steelers?
Really not afraid. The Steelers might not make it. They hurt up with Big Ben. I don't think they're going to make it. And I'm not afraid of them neither. Not at all. There's nobody in the AFC that scared me. There's nobody in the NFL that scared me. The scariest team to me is by the Giants. They scared me. My team scares me more than anybody else.
Yeah, they sure did scare the hell out the Saints.
Right. Oh, goodness. Well,
yeah,
you know, that's
the worst defense in the league, bro.
If you were to give up 250-some-odd yards on kick returns, then you deserve to lose.
Yeah, you're right, because their special teams were terrible. Their defense is terrible. Their defense and special teams are terrible. They just, they basically, if Drew Brees don't outscore you by himself, they ain't winning.
Right.
Because exactly. They're giving up 38 points a game.
Yeah. And all you got to do is cover the tight end. Well, try to.
Yeah, you right about that.
Make an attempt to cover him, because that's easier said than done, apparently.
Yeah, he's a problem. He's a problem.
Yeah. So what? So what? The receivers lost the step, or Drew Brees is, if he's just going straight to Jimmy Graham all the time, what happened to Colston and Henderson on the other side?
Well, Moore does his thing in the slot. Moore does his thing in the slot.
Lance Moore, right, okay.
I haven't heard much about Colston. I haven't heard his name much this year.
No, he ain't did much this year. But what it is, they're basically fighting from behind every time you turn around.
Yeah.
They, you know what I'm saying? Because Drew Brees ain't got no blocking whatsoever. His blocking is absolutely terrible.
Exactly.
Aaron Rodgers the same way. Aaron Rodgers running for his life, too.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them running for their life.
Heck, Romo running for his life.
Oh, Romo?
Romo running for his life, too.
The Cowboys might be officially over now. With,
Not yet.
With Des Bryant going out?
Des Bryant talking about playing. He's still talking about playing.
Oh, he's still talking about playing?
What's
the deal with Miles Austin and Ogletree? What's the matter with them?
With Austin.
They there?
They rolling the defense towards Austin. That's why homeboy's getting open.
Okay.
You know, because he's a beast. You throw it to him, he's going to catch it anyway. Mm-hmm. But Miles Austin, mm-hmm. They rolling the defense this way because they don't want him to cut. Because if he hits a slant, can't one person tackle Miles Austin? They know that. So, it's just a matter of him getting his timing with Miles Austin. And basically, when they're rolling that defense to him, it can't go to him. It's easy. You see, the Yankees are signing Euclid to a one-year deal.
Oh, my goodness, man. I can't argue with that, man.
I'm sorry, brother. I have to make a quick departure, man. I'm sorry for so short. But
it's all good, my dude, man. We here, man. You know what it is. I know you on the clock, my dude. Go ahead.
All right, everybody.
Peace,
all right,
take it easy, brother. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, the Yankees signed Euclid, man. I mean, you know, what else is out there? You know? And plus, you know, he can play third base. He can play first base.
And
he can play a little outfield.
He's a hitter,
you know,
and they need a right-hand bat.
Yep, because the right-hand bat we got is garbage.
It's bad garbage. It's hot
garbage. The right-hand bat that we got is garbage. Hot garbage, that's right. Hot garbage.
Yo, what do you think about the Jets? How about the Jets eating crow? They signed Braylon Edwards back, right?
Yeah.
Now, Braylon Edwards says they were one of the worst franchises in the league and said they were a joke, and they're going to sign him back.
When did he say that? A couple weeks ago? Last week or something?
No, he said that when he first left.
Oh, when he first left the Jets? He said it was garbage?
They were
and now
garbage.
He's back with his...
Said they didn't know how to run a franchise.
Well, apparently not. They signed him back.
He said that, right? They're desperate right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the best weakest schedule in the world coming to them.
Yep, and I was getting ready to say that. You took the words out of my mouth. They still got a chance to make the playoffs. A real shot.
Yeah. With
can
the weakest schedule
that?
In the world.
Yes. Did you hear
Rex talking about a week ago when they played Arizona? Like his defense shut down Lindley when that dude was the worst quarterback I ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. That dude couldn't even throw a straight out, a slant. That dude was the worst quarterback I ever seen. I'm like, dude, you got Larry Fitzgerald as your receiver. Get him the ball.
Yep. Get the ball to him some kind of way.
Jesus. Best hands in the league.
Get the ball to that man some kind of way. They went and signed Kevin Cobb thinking that he was going to solve all their problems. He ended up not even playing. Then they got this kid.
I think they gave up a high second round for him, too.
Yeah.
Or first round, one or the other.
Yep. So,
I
don't know.
They gave up that and a fourth, I think.
And they used to be 4-0. 9 weeks ago,
they
were 4-0.
Minute.
Yep, they sure was. So
now they're
4-8? That's 4-9.
4-9.
Yes, sir. It's 4-9, yo. They looking at 4-12. They looking straight at 4-12.
If they don't draft the quarterback, their GM should be shot.
Why they can't get Michael Vick?
Oh, they need to pick Michael Vick and draft the quarterback. They need double action. Pick up Michael Vick and draft the quarterback, because Mike Vick going to get hurt.
Yeah. He definitely
going to
get hurt.
They're going to need a backup. They're going to need a number one pick to learn.
Yo, you see your man Vince Young? You see Vince Young tweeted Larry Fitzgerald talking about, come on, man, I need a job, man. Come on, man.
Tell him I'm ready, I'm available.
Wow.
Vince Young couldn't play on my stuff. Vince Young couldn't throw the ball better than my son.
Oh, man.
I'm serious. He got the worst passing form in the world. He got a push pass.
Yo, right now we at the part of the show, man, where we going to pick three games, man, and let everybody get their little choice and everybody voice their opinion. That's how it goes down on here after further review of GQ Palace Sports, man. The first game, you know, we diving right in. So it's Pittsburgh at Dallas. So, Malcolm, who you like, man?
I like Dallas, and I'm going to pick Dallas.
However,
just because baby girl said that Dallas doing this, I'm going to pick Dallas to win all of a sudden.
Okay, Malcolm got Dallas. Uh-oh. Kia?
Why the hell were you asking who I'm picking?
Because I want to hear you say it. Because I want to hear you say it.
Who I'm picking?
Because, you know, we do a radio show here. Everything got to be official tissue, you know. I don't want to assume anything, you know.
That's what you should put it down for now on. Don't ever ask me who I'm picking.
And they applauded that. That's what it is. That's nice. I like that. They quick on the draw tonight. I love that. Shout out to the person on the applause button. That's what it is. T, who you got? Pittsburgh or Dallas?
Pittsburgh.
T got Pittsburgh. Mike, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Who you got? Pittsburgh or Dallas, G?
You know I ain't going with no punk shit. I ain't going with Pittsburgh.
I'm going with Dallas. Mike's going with Dallas. Shelly, you on the line with us? Okay. We're going to keep it moving like that. The next game we're going to is the Giants and Atlanta Falcons. Malcolm, who you got?
Believe it or not, man, the Falcons don't scare me at all, man. The Giants are looking tough. I'm going to throw a flag on it. I'm going to call Falcons for the heck of it.
Okay.
They're in Atlanta. They're playing in the dome, right?
Yeah, they're playing in the dome.
So, yeah, I'm going to give it to Falcons.
T, who you got?
Falcons.
T, you got the Falcons. Key, I'm almost afraid to ask Kia. Kia, who you got?
You know who to go with, Kia. You know who to go with, girl.
Who, Kia?
I'm going with the Falcons.
Kia's going with the Falcons.
He
probably
though.
Any team that beat the Giants, I'm going with.
So, Mike, you going with the Giants?
Don't be a hater. Be a participator. I'm going with the Giants.
Please.
Stepped out.
All right, we got the third game. We got the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears.
Dragged his foot.
Malcolm, who you got? Packers or the Bears?
I'm going Packers because Bears don't scare me. They ain't got nothing there no more.
See who you got.
I'm going to go with the Bears.
You got the Bears. Kia, who you got?
I got the Bears.
One question. Are you tallying this down? How did we do last week?
I'm tallying it down. Everybody split last week.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Mike, who you got?
I ain't going with no Bears.
All right. Mike got the Packers. All righty then. There you
go.
You
don't even know football.
Yeah. We going to save that one.
I know the Giants is winning. That's all I need to know.
Whatever. Yeah, that's the only thing you have. You know who your... You probably know who your center is.
You know what? You're going to go to bed and put some that mask on your face and everything now with new green lines.
Put
on
no mask on my face. That's
yo,
one thing I don't need
out.
To do, Mike.
Hold up.
I don't
check
need to put
out.
A mask on my face.
Check this out. Everybody, we're going to give everybody a little round table here to say what they got to say before we get out of here for the week. Mike, I'm going to let you set it off, man. Say what you got to say, man. We out of here for the week.
Well, you know, I don't got much to say tonight. The Giants won. The Knicks won. Kia's mad. There ain't too much for me to say.
Oh, the world is a perfect place, huh? I hear you, man. I hear you, my dude. Kia, you up next. What you got to say?
Let me, you know what?
You got the floor. The floor is yours.
So, yes, but people like Mike say, because you know what? The week before, he wasn't saying nothing. So I know when they lose, they don't speak. When I lose, I'm going to speak. So they play very good hide and seek. He's going to play. When they won, I knew he was going to be all voices today. I knew today he was going to be voices. Last week, nothing.
I was saying voices last week, too.
No, last week. Nah, last week you was losing your religion last week. Last week you was.
I was talking
was,
last week.
You was heated last week, yo.
Archives,
Mike
man.
Was heated. Mike was like, I don't give a damn. Give a shit.
You need to fire your clapping person. That's what you need to do.
All right, Malcolm, you got anything you want to add before we get out of here, my dude?
Nothing much, you know. Everybody have a great week. You know, everybody stay safe for the most part. You know, getting close to Christmas, them holiday
yes,
days. You know how
yes,
it is.
Yes.
You got some idiots out there on the road. So, I'm gonna say go Cowboys and leave it at that.
That's what it is, man. We appreciate you, no doubt. Who we got? T, you got anything you want to add on before we get out of here?
I do want to say those that know Big Homie, keep him and his family in their in your prayers. His sister passed, and everybody have a blessed and safe week.
No doubt. Respect and shout out to Big Homie, man, and condolences, man. We thinking about you over here, my dude. another week coming gone. Just wanted to say this is going to be the last two shows that I'm doing, and it's going down, and it's been a blast, it's been a gas, and all that. But I think that 2012 is we're gonna end it on a high note, and these are gonna be the last two shows that I'm doing. We'll be back though. Don't drop your glasses. We'll be back January the 8th. Yeah, and I know you didn't applaud that, though. You didn't hit the applaud button for that, but it's okay.
So no next week, Chris?
Next week's going to be our Sportsman of the Year show, and we're going to, do our little holiday shout-outs. We're going to have a holiday party next week, man. Because the week after that is going to be Christmas. You know what I'm saying? The week after that is going to be Christmas, and the week after that is going to be New Year's.
We'll be back, hard body karate, man.
January, we're going to do next week's show. It's going to be our Christmas party. We're going to wild out, mm-hmm. have some fun, you know what I mean? And the week after that is December 25th, so that'll be Christmas. And then the week after that is New Year's.
Yeah,
right.
Christmas fall on Monday?
Christmas on a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
No, Christmas Eve is that. So this is your show.
Christmas Eve is Monday.
Yeah.
It's football playing on. Yes, football play on Christmas Day.
Christmas Eve is Monday, but and then New Year's Day is Tuesday, so we'll be back January 8th. But if the powers that be could twist a brother's arm, we might be able to sneak a little special show in there. If the powers that be, can we applaud that? The powers that be, we could applaud that. We might have to do something for New Year's, man. I don't know. Depends on how the powers that be do, man. You know what I'm saying? But word is bond. I want to shout out my special guest, Kasim Allah. He really, really dropped some jewels, man. And
yes, he did.
Hope
yes,
that,
he did.
You know, people, you know, understand that. You know, we talk a lot. We fool around. We have fun. But it's real in the field, man. You know, and we try to, you know, uplift and teach from within. We don't just talk about it. We actually out there physically touching it and building, you know, with the youth and trying to, you know, make it happen. So we can all, you know, do our thing and relax and say this is what we cultivated. But, man, GQ Power Sports, after further review, Tuesday night, nighttime, sports vibe. You know how we get down. It's the mayor in the building. Appreciate T for calling, Shelly for calling, Malcolm for calling, my man Slate all the time. You know what it is, our body karate. My man Mike, you know what I'm saying, and everybody that's out there listening, man. Y'all do what y'all do. It's about to be shopping season. You know what I mean? Stay safe. Do what you do. Shop with your head, not over it. You know what I'm saying?
I know that.
You know, be able to have a good time with your family, man, and all that good stuff, and reminisce. This year's gone by real fast. So we might have to do another show. On an off Tuesday day. You know what I'm saying? Because it goes down, and we need that. So I think everybody wants to call in to shout out and bug out, man, and have a good time and talk about 2012 and look forward to what's going down in 2013. So pay attention to Facebook or whatever. We might have an announcement going on. Once again, shout out to my man Kasim Allah for calling. My man Coach K-Born, sorry we missed you. We might get you on another show. 2013, man, after further review, GQ Power's got some stuff for you. You know what I mean? So hang out with us. Make it happen. You know what I mean? Once again, man, get your shopping on. Slate, if you're still with us, I see you, my dude. You know what I mean? Make that happen. I'm getting my suit ready, fam. You know what I mean? So that's what that is right there, yo. And again, man, everybody enjoy your week, man. The Knicks won. Everybody's happy. Do what you do. Next Tuesday, man, it goes down. We're doing our holiday show, Sportsman of the Year, all that good stuff, man. This is the mayor, man. And if you ain't nice to yourself, be nice to somebody else, man. And I'm out. Peace.
I'm a beast.
Yeah.
I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Step up in the building. Swagger on point, right? Put your seatbelt on, cause it's gonna be a long night. It's gonna be a long fight, but then again, maybe not.
Cause I stepped in my zone when I pulled into the parking lot.
I'm about to get it in. Yeah, I got it on my mind. Let's end this thing in regulation. I ain't thinking overtime, cause I didn't work overtime. And I ain't trying to overgrind. I transform the beast mode just like I'm fine. I came here to ball hard. I love this game. It's all I got. That's why I'm going all out and give it everything I got. Yeah, I give it all I got.
As if it was my only shot.
I play the game to win, to the end, until I pass out, whichever just might come first. Quitting's never on my mind. I put my heart in this, that's why I lay it all on the line. So look me in the eyes. Please don't be surprised that I push it to the limit, or until I reach the prize, cause I'm a beast.
Yeah, I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Yeah, I'm back with a vengeance, and I'm in it to win it. I'm going pop high up in here. I muscle up with my finish. Excuse my moment of rage. You let the beast out the cage. I'm like a fine wine, boy. I just get better with age. Only get stronger with time. I never crack under pressure. I'm here to give it my all, cause all I got is my effort. Man, I'm hungry for victory. Man, I'm ready to feast. So say hello to my little friend, also known as the beast. I got the eye of the tiger.
I'm in the zone just like Rocky.
I'm in my beast mode. Now there ain't no way you gon' stop me. See, I'm just getting started, showing no signs of quitting. I'm going hard all day, from the start to the finish. Now my juices is flowing, and my heartbeat is thumping,
and all the energy in here got my adrenaline pumping.
This is my moment to own it. Yeah, I'm hungry, I want it. And when the competition fades, I gotta keep on going, cause I'm a beast.
Yeah,
I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah,
I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah,
I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.